Proclamation number 4510 of 13th of December, 1948. Justice. Atonement for sins. Judgment. People challenge my justice, for they sin incessantly. They're intolerant beyond measure. They have no love in their hearts. They are full of arrogance, full of sensual desires. They have no compassion for their neighbor. They are full of envy and jealousy and, due to their lack of love, capable of the worst actions. And thus they sin against my commandment of neighborly love and against me myself, who gave them this commandment. But anyone who violates my commandment of love forfeits my love. He distances himself from me and hardens himself more and more until I take him to court again, i.e., his new banishment into matter takes place. Then my justice has been atoned for, yet the human being has judged himself. Only my law of eternity underlies this process, which could rightly be called a punishment if it did not at the same time represent an effective means of education. Thus always let my love for the created shine through. Thus it is never to be regarded as wrath. Justice never eliminates love, but justice also demands atonement so that sin itself is invalidated. For my creations suffer from sin and can only reduce or cancel this suffering through righteous atonement. So a sinful person is in judgment, i.e., in a banished state which is sorrowful. He must make satisfaction. He is forced to do what he did not do voluntarily as a human being. He must serve. Man serves voluntarily if he awakens love in himself. But vices and bad habits displace love and he tries to rule where he should be of service, and his thoughts and actions are sinful. And if a change in the stage as a human being can no longer be expected, he will be placed into a state where the spirit is forced to be of service in order to reach the free state again, and it can once again pass the test of will of free service. This course of development is only justice on my part, yet it is not based on anger but on love, and it is always determined by the human being's own free will, so that he will plunge himself into judgment as soon as he sins against the commandment of love for God and his neighbor. Amen.